Mural number 10 is the Ohio River Oil Company, also painted by Robert Dafford of Lafayette, Louisiana. It is 52 feet wide and 31 feet high, and it is housed on the south side of the Welsh Jaguar Enterprises building. This gas station was built around 1920 and served as both a blacksmith shop and repair garage when cars replaced horses. Originally owned and operated by Clyde Wilson and Charles Hindman, it was purchased by Mr. T.D. Lee in 1929. Mr. Lee remodeled it and provided AAA emergency road service 24 hours a day. It became a friendly haven for motorists and freight trucks traveling at night. Checker games became a tradition. The station was known for its well water, which was low in mineral content and good for radiators and cooling systems. The ladies' lounge was quite modern and consisted of a wicker room setting with floor lamps and magazines. Pictured in the mural are, from the left, owner Tommy Lee, mechanic and previous owner Clyde Wilson, and laundry driver Mr. Welsh. Mr. Welsh's son, William, currently owns and operates the Welsh International Classic Car Museum, located next to the mural. One tragic event occurred on June 4, 1930. Two armed bandits robbed the station and stole $161 in cash and merchandise. They bound and gagged Clyde Wilson, but were captured 25 minutes later. Their car overturned while being chased by the Harrison County Sheriff.